the White House has had to backtrack after making a statement supporting Netanyahu's latest antics, trying to claim that Iran is a nuclear threat. And this is, it goes to the heart of what's going on here. The Israelis are trying to create the impression that Iran has violated the nuclear deal, and to do so, they've dredged up the same old fake documents that they used in the past. This has been fully exposed in the work of investigative journalist Gareth Porter, among others, that it was a dodgy dossier from the get-go, sort of like the supposed evidence that Iraq was full of weapons of mass destruction and means of delivering them that Colin Powell used to get the U.S. to go to war against Iraq for the benefit of Israel. Now, Netanyahu is at the center of the Likud party in Israel, and this is the right-wing extremist expansionist faction that was the leading player in the September 11th, 2001 false flag event that was designed to trick the United States into destroying the seven countries in 5 years that were posing a serious problem for Israel. And the seventh country on that list was Iran. All of the other six have essentially been destroyed at this date. Iran has actually grown stronger. So Netanyahu is furious. He's also furious with Iran's leadership telling the truth about such issues as Zionism and even, to a certain extent, 9/11. And he's furious at Iran for standing up for the rights of Palestinians. So he is doing everything he can to influence the U.S. to try to go to war with Iran. And now the latest broadside is this dredging up the same old documents and presenting them as though they were something new. So Trump, or the White House, apparently was fooled into believing that these documents showed that Iran was violating the nuclear deal. And so they put out a statement saying that Iran, now we know that Iran has a robust clandestine nuclear weapons program. And, of course, these documents related to stuff, they're fake documents anyway, as Gareth Porter has shown, but they related to things that happened 20 years ago. And so Trump had to backtrack and revise the statement to say Iran had a robust clandestine nuclear weapons program. In either case, this is really an act of treason against the United States to try to pull the United States into yet another illegal war of aggression on behalf of Israel. Everybody in the United States who's been part of these wars on Middle Eastern countries that were designed to benefit Israel and triggered by the September 11th act of high treason and mass murder is a traitor to the United States. And whether Donald Trump continues on the course he's on right now, which is to essentially back off and allow North Korea to have a massive nuclear weapons program, totally deliverable, the ability to incinerate Washington, D.C., while creating World War III over a non-existent Iranian nuclear weapons program, despite the extremely responsible behavior of the Iranian government, remains to be seen. That's what Netanyahu wants. Netanyahu is pulling out all the stops to try to start a big Middle Eastern war that would lead to the final ethnic cleansing of Palestine and perhaps millions more dead people. And whether the American leadership is willing to go along with that, I certainly hope not.